Pageant Cast, episode 313.
And tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Brittany Thelman. She's Miss Minnesota USA 2011. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Hayley Mack, Miss Galaxy International 2010, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Oh, that was nice. Nice job there, Hayley. Hey, we're back. We're back with the Pageant Cast. This past weekend, I was actually in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, doing a presentation for the Wisconsin Crime Prevention Practitioners Association. Had a great time out there. I want to thank all the folks there. We talked to them a little bit about social media and some of the free internet apps that are out there to help the folks of law enforcement help with crime prevention. It was a great time, and I want to thank them all. Coming up this Sunday, I'll be going to Addison, Illinois, where the Live Out Loud charity is going to be having their fashion show, Love the Skin That You're In. You can find out more by checking it out on our webpage. We have some links, etc. Go ahead and check it out. Tonight, here on the Pageant Cast Live, we have Brittany Thelman. She's Miss Minnesota USA. We're going to be talking to her in just a moment. Remember, if you would like to subscribe to the Pageant Cast, it's easy to do. Go to pageantcast.com, click on the feeds, and follow the simple instructions, and you can be a part of the show each and every week. You don't have to look for it, nothing. In fact, if you subscribe to the show, like our TV, Pageant Cast TV interview with Shandy Finnessy and Candace Krieger, you would have gotten that automatically right on your iTunes feed. So lots of great content, and we hope that you're all having a great time tonight. Sit back and relax. It's time now for the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. And here we are. We are live with our good friend now, Brittany Thelman. She's Miss Minnesota USA 2011. Hello, Brittany.
Hey, hey.
You are so enthusiastic. It's just absolutely catching.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah, you certainly are. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
I am sitting in my beautiful new apartment. Well, actually, it's a duplex, but it's nice.
Okay. Well, that's great. Now, we were talking a little bit before we got on the air, and you had mentioned that Minnesota was your first pageant, right?
Yes, it was. Running for Miss Minnesota USA was my first time in that whole pageant realm.
Okay, so how did you get ready in pageants?
Sure. Well, I had actually kind of gotten bit by the pageant bug, you could say, when I was dancing for the Minnesota Timberwolves, which is our professional NBA team here in Minnesota. And, you know, if the NBA has a season this year, you should check them out.
Okay.
But one of our assistant coaches was a former Miss Minnesota USA, Josanne, and she was like, "Britt, you should try it. You'd be great." And so I'd kind of gotten bit by the bug then, and I used preparation for the pageant as motivation to keep working out and just get in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really how I prepared, and I went to buy my dress at the pageant shop by Michaels, which is run by Sarah Moses, based here in Minnesota, and met Holly Ernst, who is kind of, I don't want to say pageant coach, because she's almost more of a pageant mentor, and I met with her a few times, and she just helped me get a good workout routine together and kind of talk through an interview and prepare me for what the pageant experience was going to be like, because I had never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a lot more like a friend and a mentor than a coach, because I think sometimes pageant coach can have a negative stigma, but right. Holly's not like that. She's wonderful. And between working with her and just, you know, the help and support from my friends and, of course, my parents and family, I was ready to go. I don't know.
Now, did you feel like once you got there, yeah, this is like a comfortable pair of shoes, or was it a bit of a shock to the system?
Oh, my gosh. I followed directions probably too well. And so when the instructions said to show up at registration in comfortable clothes, mm-hmm. I was wearing a really cute little Juicy Couture jumpsuit, my glasses, my hair was nice, and I had a little bit of makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else was wearing cocktail dresses and high heels, and they were spray tanned to the nines, and right. I was so intimidated. I kept apologizing to people. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize we were supposed to dress up. I hope this is okay. And everyone's like, no, you're fine, you're fine. And I remember getting in the car right afterward and sitting there with my mom just sobbing. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't belong here. Everyone else is so dressed up. I can't believe I showed up like that. You know, no one wants to be uninformed, and it kept happening to me. Like during rehearsals, they said wear comfortable clothes like jeans and a t-shirt. So what did I wear? Jeans and a t-shirt. So everyone else was wearing cocktail dresses, and again, they were always kind of dressed to the nines. So my mom was like, you just need to go in there and have a great time, because if that's what those girls want to do, that's them. You just go do you. And she totally talked me down, and I ended up just focusing on having a good time and trying to get to know everyone. So,
well, let me tell you, I've been to my share of pageants, and it seems like one of the things that I've noticed with people that end up with the crown on their head at the end of the night is they seem to be the people that are most comfortable. They just kind of seem like, okay, I'm having a good time this weekend. And I'm not saying that they're not competitive, because they're obviously very competitive, but they just seem either prepared or just comfortable in the skin that they're in, or something of that nature. Is that how you would say, you know, I hear you saying that you're sobbing to your mother, but it sounds like you were able to shake that off, right?
Oh, totally. And I think it was that moment that made me realize you're just doing this for fun. You've never done this before. Just go in there and have a lot of fun and be yourself and try to get to know everybody. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't worry about winning or losing, because that's not up to me. And mm-hmm. my focus just became worrying about only what was under my control. The way I acted the whole time I was there, an upbeat attitude, you know, cheering everybody on, trying to make friends, that was what was under my control. What the judges liked and didn't like about me, I can't change that. So for me, I didn't worry about all of those things. I just worried about how to be the best me, and it meant that I was focusing on myself instead of focusing on the competition. And if you're focusing on the competition, that means that someone else is already winning, because they're focused on themselves, you know?
Right. And I think it's always a good idea to be focused on yourself and not all of your competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another common thread that I hear. Now, okay, you got your crown. It was Future Productions was your pageant production company. And I think they have, what, six?
They have seven states.
Seven states. Okay. I was close. I was in the realm. Yeah, thank you. So they have seven states, and now you're going to Miss USA. When did that hit you, or when you got the crown, you realized you were Miss Minnesota USA. When did you connect the dots and go, oh my God, I'm going to Las Vegas, I'm going to be on a nationally televised TV show?
Well, it didn't really hit me that I won Miss Minnesota for quite a while after I actually won.
Okay.
So, no, but I would probably say in January, one of the best things Future Productions does for their title holders mm-hmm. is really build a great community and support system. And they give us a lot of resources to bounce ideas off of. And, you know, they just provide us with a lot of information and a lot of people to help us along the way. And in January, we had this big event that we called Pageant Power Week.
Okay.
And they brought in all the title holders to Minnesota because their office is based here. So Wisconsin, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, and of course Minnesota, we were all here, the teens and the Miss ladies, and we did photo shoots, and we practiced interviewing, and we practiced walking, and we talked about, you know, what parts of our body we're really going to work on and work out, and making sure our nutrition was in check. And we had, you know, sponsors that helped us with all of that. And then we have a personal image consultant that goes through and talks about, okay, these kinds of clothes look really great on you. What do you feel good in? What colors make you, you know, really excited? And how to do our makeup and hair so that when we went to Miss USA, it was like second nature. And so then right before we went to Miss USA, we had a mini pageant power week again. Same thing, lots of fun, hang out with the girls, had a blast. It was a little bit more serious, like, do you have all the appropriate things you need for Miss USA?
Right.
But at the same time, it was just another opportunity for all, you know, seven of us to get together before we compete. So that when we went, we felt like we had a solid support system there with us, and we were just ready to go.
Now, I didn't get to talk to you while out there at Miss USA, but every time I saw you kind of parading through the casino, as they they seem to have you guys doing 4 or 5 times a day.
I know.
It's like, hey, look, there's a ton of beautiful women coming by right now. It's unbelievable. Look at this. Oh, wait. Okay, they got armed security around them. Okay.
Touching.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't even approach. Do not approach the beauty queens. You will be tased. But what was that week like? Did it feel real or did it feel surreal?
Well, first of all, I was there for 3 weeks.
Right.
So it was basically like a month, and yeah, it was absolutely surreal. I think, you know, one of the most incredible things we got to do this year is actually before we went to Miss USA, the opportunity to go to New York and do the whole media tour.
Right.
And I had been to New York for 24 hours to work with Sherry Hill to get my dress. But other than that, this was my first real trip to New York, and my family flew out and we stayed for a few extra days. And it was just the most incredible time getting to meet all those women before we had to be in competition mode. And I think, I mean, there were a few girls that had to miss that week, but mm-hmm, that's got to be my favorite part, actually, of the whole thing, was getting to be with all of them in a non-pageant, in a non-competitive state. And really, we just got to get to know each other. By the time we got to Miss USA, I felt like I knew so many of the girls. I was really comfortable. And it didn't hit me until we started rehearsing really what we were doing, because before that we were just having so much fun and going to parties and having fancy dinners. And I mean, if you want to do Vegas right, you got to do Vegas as part of the Miss USA program, because I tell you, they treat you like royalty from the moment you step off the plane. So,
well, that's incredible. That's great that they do that for you. But 3 weeks, were you starting to get tired by the end?
You know, I think there are times in your day when you get tired just because mm-hmm, you're running on like 5 hours of sleep.
Right.
And I have the best roommate in the whole world, Miss South Dakota, Chandra, and she and I would, you know, help each other re-energize and almost pinch one another to be like, remember, we're here. This is our once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and kind of give each other a reality check. And I think every night before we'd go to bed, we'd kind of look at each other and go over what we did that day and just be really thankful for the time that we had. And if we had any frustrations, we could share them with one another. So it's really nice to have a friend like that. And I think your roommate can be such a huge and vital part of that experience. And she really made the experience fun for me 100% of the time.
That's fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a break, Brittany. We're going to be back with more with you. Going to be talking about what you're doing locally on the airwaves, and so much more to talk to Brittany Thielman. We'll be talking to you more in just a little bit. Brittany, hang tight. I am going to mute your mic, so just hang tight over there as we listen to this.
This is Shandy Finnessy, Miss USA 2004, and Tim Kretschmann is my favorite radio announcer. And, ladies, he's available.
Yeah, take notes.
Are you looking for a pageant that has a Ms. division?
There's a pageant for that.
How about an elite category or talent?
There's a pageant for that.
How about a pageant that features petite?
There's a pageant for that.
What about a Mrs. division or classic?
Yep.
There's a pageant for that.
Come to Austin this October and join the United America pageant. I'll be covering it again this year, and we had an absolute blast last year. They have a pageant that fits you. Come out and join us in the live music capital of the United States, Austin, Texas. Visit their website at UnitedAmericaPageant.com for full application instructions and details. And we'll put a link in the show notes. And we'll see you in Austin in late October. There's a pageant for that. It's United America.
There's a pageant for that.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Well, if you haven't seen it on the YouTube or some other location yet, there is the funniest and most talked about moment of the Emmy Awards was when six of TV's funniest ladies stormed the stage in a seemingly spontaneous beauty pageant moment. It all started with Amy Poehler, who apparently was the brains behind the thing, was announced first, and she went up on stage and just stood there waiting for the announcement. She was joined by Laura Linney, Edie Falco, Martha Plimpton, Tina Fey, and, of course, Melissa McCarthy, who ended up winning as the outstanding leading actress in a comedy on Mike and Molly. And they literally crowned her Miss Emmy winner. They handed her a bouquet and a tiara. It's true. Check it out on YouTube. Very fun to see. Well, the reign of the newly crowned Miss Universe, Layla Lopez, has been anything but easy because there's still more allegations that she may have cheated her way to the top. We've already seen that Miss France and Miss Philippines accused her of not being worthy of the crown. Now the Argentinian newspaper issued a report alleging that she should not have been permitted to participate because she lived outside of Angola and falsified some documents. There is no word from Miss Universe officials at this time. Have no clue if there's any weight behind these allegations or not. The Miss America organization and ABC announced this past week that Chris Harrison will return to host the 2012 Miss America pageant live telecast from Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas on Saturday, January 14th, 2012. And yes, it's still going to be a two-hour pageant. He was the co-host for the 2011 Miss America pageant with Brooke Burke. No word if Brooke is coming back. He first hosted the broadcast on ABC in 2004. For people that don't know, that was the last year it was on ABC before going into a tailspin for 4 years on cable. Just saying. And that's it for the news.
This is Charissa Payer of Beauties of America 40s. And you don't need a law degree to know that all the latest pageant news and interviews can be found at pageantcast.com. You don't need a law degree, but I find mine awful handy. Just saying.
Are you looking for a great pageant magazine, but you're sick of dropping $7-$8 an issue at B. Dalton or one of the local bookstores? Your search is over. Check out tierramag.net for Tierra Magazine. Now, this excerpt comes from our interview recently with the editor of Tierra Magazine, Sherry Gearhart.
And for any pageant
cast, so would I.
Any pageant cast viewers, I will give you a $10. I'll let you subscribe for $10 instead of our usual $36.
Wow, that's spectacular. That's
they
wonderful.
Just have to mention now, you.
Oh, that's good. That's fantastic.
That's right, an amazing offer. $10 for a subscription to Tierra Magazine. Check it out at tierramag.net.
And of course, we'll be going out to the Live Out Loud Charities Fashion Event. And right now, we're coming back to Brittany Thelman. She's Miss Minnesota USA 2011. Are you still over there?
Oh, I'm here.
You're there in Minnesota, and at least I'm finally calling in the Midwest somebody from Minnesota, and isn't snowing in both locations. Usually I do these shows, and the people from California and Texas just laugh at me because we're both dealing with snow. But no snow in either of our locations right now.
It's very nice, actually.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Minnesota, because you're involved in, now is it a television broadcast, a radio broadcast in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, it's a television show. It's called the Yokel Sports Report, and it's all about local Minneapolis and Twin Cities prep and collegiate sports. So we cover everything in the fall, from high school football, volleyball, soccer. We just did a story on cross country that was really interesting. And then obviously we cover the college news. The University of Minnesota plays a big part in what we do, but also the private schools, because Minnesota has a great conglomerate of D3 private schools that compete nationally in football and things. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is hockey. I'm a true Minnesotan. We're the state of hockey. We produce some of the world's most talented hockey players and coaches. I wish I could say that our own hockey teams were doing a little bit better, but the Wild seem to be on a better track this year than they were last year. But yeah, hockey is my favorite.
Shall we play a game?
I just had to play that. That was the only thing I had close to sports ready to go. So
nice.
You like hockey. What is it that attracts you to hockey? Is it the speed of the game, or do you just like to see the fighting?
No, I mean...
You do. You like to see the fighting.
There's nothing like a good hockey fight, to be honest with you. It's always kind of entertaining, as long as no one gets seriously injured. But it's definitely the speed of the game, and I think... It's one of the most athletic sports. You need to be able to skate and stop and, you know, maneuver the puck with a stick and watch out for players that could be coming at you.
Yeah.
I just think it's a really intense game that requires a lot of physical and mental aptitude. And we have, I mean, I get to watch some of the best hockey in the world right at home. So
now I have to ask you, because I'm a movie fanatic, and one of my favorite movies of all time is a little movie by the name of Slapshot.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Miracle, and you go,
no,
shot at
no.
Me.
and Miracle's a great movie. Don't get me wrong. But when you're talking greatest movies of all time, Slapshot has it all over Miracle. I just love it. Actually, you know, though, that's, I guess Slapshot's kind of a guy's movie. Miracle might be, might be a little bit more gender neutral than Slapshot. Slapshot seems to be very guy oriented.
I would agree.
Do you have the Hanson brothers on hand at any of these games?
No,
because they still do promos. They still go around and they do stuff. It's kind of funny. And
I've never seen him, but that would be hilarious. I would like that. That would be funny.
Yeah, play the old-time hockey. Yeah, all that's fun stuff. So, now, were there any pageant fights? Did you throw down the gloves on the ice at any point during the pageant, or was it all very civil?
You know, actually, at Miss Minnesota, I won Miss Congeniality, so I would like to say that I didn't participate in any pageant fighting. Not to say that there probably wasn't some, but I just try to not surround myself with drama.
Well, when you have a competition of that level, you're going to have friction. That's just the nature of competition. Now, one thing I want to ask you about, because this year Miss USA boasted some pretty good ratings. Miss Universe, not as well, actually, this year as they've been in the past. But Miss USA had one of its best rating years ever. What do you attribute the success to this year? Was it just a good weekend, or because pageants have been having a rough go of it lately on the airwaves?
You know, they do, and I think it's a stigma that we all have to work on together to keep things I don't know. I think everybody represents their title different, and everybody has a goal and a reason that they do their pageant, and they have something that they're trying to promote, whether it be their platform or, you know, how they want to further their career. Mm-hmm. And I think that Miss USA did a really good job of showing all of the different facets that go into being a title holder and everything that, you know, we represent and how, you know, the girls that participate in pageants aren't just beautiful, and the women that spoke on behalf of, you know, our 2011 class were all great friends of mine who I got to know. That top four was just incredible, and I thought that they all spoke eloquently and did a really good job. So I think, if nothing else, Miss USA just did a great job of showcasing how different we all are and how we each have our own thing going, and, you know, really celebrating that. And it was the 60th anniversary, and there was just so much buzz going into it. Yeah.
And it's absolutely a wonderful facility there at the Planet Hollywood, which I've been watching as this has changed from the old Aladdin's into the Planet Hollywood over the course of the years that Miss USA and Miss America have been there. And it's really grown into a really hip, modern event venue that it wasn't necessarily when things started going to that particular location. Now, did you ladies take over one or two floors, or how many floors did you have there?
We had half of one floor, and it was nice because we had like a hospitality room. So if you wanted to just veg out, or I like to wake up early and watch the news, but my roommate might have still been sleeping. So It was someplace that I could go and maybe watch the news and have a cup of coffee. So it was nice that we were all on one floor.
Yeah.
And you felt like you had your privacy, but if you wanted to chat with someone or hang out, they were just across the hall or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, and you were all on practically the same schedule. So
yeah, actually we weren't, because we did a lot of different appearances. There was so much for us to do, and they kept telling us that this is more than any other Miss USA class has ever done. I mean, in a given day, there would be three or four different groups of girls going to different pool parties or different lunch events, or, you know, maybe doing interviews at this time. So we were actually kind of split up a bunch and divided, and that's why there were some groups of girls you got really close with, you know, like the girls who shared the same chaperone as you, because you ate your meals together and you went to those certain appearances together.
Okay.
So we just did so much. I mean, when you watch some of the highlights and the videos, the girls that you see in those highlights and videos were the only girls there, because the other 40 of us were at another venue shooting, you know, another promo or getting makeup done or something. So it was quite crazy. It was really hectic, but it was really fun.
Now, did you have your choice of what things you wanted to do? Like, I want to be a part of Cupcake Wars, but not this, or...
No, all of us were part of Cupcake Wars, but did you see one of the only people that got a one-liner on Cupcake Wars?
Oh, I didn't get to see the thing, so you have to tell me.
It's me. I'm, like, the only person that did. It was really funny.
All right.
Yeah, Kaylin Riquet, Miss Georgia, was like, "Of course, who gets your little funny one-liner in there, Miss Minnesota?" And I'm like, "Thanks, Kaylin." But no, we were all part of Cupcake Wars. There were certain things that not all the girls could go to because they weren't 21. But for the most part, we didn't get to pick. You just kind of got divvied up.
Yeah, and I noticed that on the media day, I didn't get to talk to absolutely everybody, which would have I wouldn't have been able to do anyway, because I don't have that type of stamina these days. But they had different groups come in at a time. So it was really a lot of fun for those of us in the press as well.
Oh, I mean, I wish I could have done more. Mm-hmm. That was so much fun. I loved talking with the different media outlets, and I haven't gotten to see everything that I did, but I'm bummed that I had to miss you.
Yeah, I am too. Well, hopefully you're close enough that when I come into Twin Cities sometime, I can tune in and watch you on Yokel Sports Report, or probably...
Yeah, it's on Channel 45, which is the local KSTC affiliate channel.
Okay. So. Well, and I'm sure I'll see you on ESPN in no time, so...
Yeah, or the Today Show. Who knows?
All right. Well, fantastic. Sky's the limit, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what you should think.
Well, thanks so much. We have run out of time, Brittany, and I don't want to take your whole evening either. So thank you so much. We're going to close the interview at this point. I'm going to close the show in just a few moments. That is Brittany Thielman. She's Miss Minnesota USA 2011.
PageantCast.
And that sound means it's time for the end of the show. And Brittany, you're still on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. What we're going to do is I'm just going to close up the show. But what I like to do is at the end of each show, I like to wish everyone Tierra dreams. Would you be willing to try saying that at the same time with me?
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult, though, because we got all this lag with the internet and everything. But let's see how it goes. And until next week, everybody, stay informed, stay subscribed. And until next week, 3, 2, 1,
Tierra dreams.
Thanks so much, Brittany, and best to you and all of yours.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.